Welcome back to another episode of Two Joes and the Pro. As always, you got your guys, Kenny, Ryan, and Brian. As you can tell, we have a lot of energy today because we have a lot to talk about. And we want to give a big congratulations to Ryan, first of all, for winning the March Madness. It's official. He probably had the highest point total that I've seen in all of the leagues with 1,140 points, I believe. So I wish he would have gave me his expertise because I would have won a lot of money.
I tried telling you guys.
Yeah, we know. And then I want to congratulate Brian because he is the first of us to be in $1 million house.
Stop that.
Brian, congratulations. You made it. You made it. Big money.
It took him 6 hours of being homeless, but here he is.
He's here. He's here. But not all seriousness. Million.
Come on.
You know. Big money, Brian, dog. Like, don't let the smooth taste fool you, okay?
If you got to rob one of us, it's him.
it definitely ain't me, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He had a big drop in his account. Yeah. Watch him.
Ooh, don't get out the information. They said, hey, Brian, I see you. You're a little heavy on the scale. You're getting more weight. He said, no, I just got a bag now. You feel me? Anyway.
If you're watching on YouTube, I just posted his account.
Ah, so right.
His credentials.
You should post my Cash App and they can pay me.
Yeah, we should post that. We should post that too. Anyway, man, all seriousness, we had a bad incident that happened in the national championship game on Monday. San Diego State got destroyed. And it was.
I was like, oh man, what no, I missed.
It was
what
not
I
even.
Missed. I didn't it, watch.
It, they tried to make it seem like it was close. It was not close. Like when the game started and San Diego State went on a run, it was like, oh, this might be interesting. And then when we saw UConn find their stride, everybody was like, okay, I could turn it off. Let me go put it to the cooking channel. I put it to Food Network and watch Chopped because I already knew it was going to happen. And miraculously, San Diego State had their worst shooting performance. And it's like, okay. So. It wasn't really a game. The game was actually on Saturday The game was on Sunday with the women's, but we talked about that later. The game was on Saturday with, you know, FAU versus San Diego State. That was actually a pretty good game. San Diego State hit a buzzer beater, which was really good. FAU, I thought they should have won. They were dominating the whole game. I think that probably would have been a better matchup against UConn, maybe, just because I don't think anybody has really slowed down FAU as much. They have more offensive power than San Diego State did, right? But the Miami game versus UConn was not what everybody expected to be. We thought that was going to be closer, and it wasn't really. Like, UConn this whole tournament did not look how they did the whole season, right? They started the season, people don't realize, they started the season the number one seeded team. And everybody's like, oh, man, UConn is good. And then they started losing. And then we're like, what's going on? And I lost a lot of money on them this year just betting because I was like, oh, they got to win. They lost four straight. They got to win. And then somehow, I guess, Brian put a call in and told them that he put them for the championship, and they just won. So
they wanted to be in a good seeded spot. They want to be the number one seed, too much pressure. Right. They didn't want to be the number two seed. They wanted to be like somewhere in the like number four. Like that's their sweet spot.
Yeah.
No expectations. A lot of promise. It was just a lot of heart and soul on their part and my part. So we just did a great job.
I would say that the women's tournament was definitely by far the best it's probably been in a long time. It was just action packed nonstop the whole weekend. Probably from what Thursday it was. They played Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, like every day. Caitlin Clark really stole the show. She is, I would say right now, and I know this is probably going to be it's going to stir the pot a little bit, but right now she's top five player right now. Like right now.
Like in what?
Not all time. I'm talking about just in right basketball, now? Women's basketball. She's top five right now.
Did you include the pros?
Include the pros. She is how she shoots off the dribble on the move. A lot of females can't do that. Right, a lot of females got to stop. She's not doing that. She's letting that thing fire, and she's shooting her. She shoots 55%, I believe it is, from 28 feet or further. Like that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really. It's hard to compare to like some of the bigs, like Brianna Stewart, and you know, even Brittany Griner when she was in her prime. Like,
We're not talking about that. We said right now.
I know.
We
didn't say in the final. I know, but what I'm saying is, Brianna Stewart is probably top five right now, too.
He did clarify not
all time. Brianna Stewart is a hooper. She's still up there in our top five, right?
Right. I'm just saying her game is different, so it's hard to compare the two.
When you talk about Grace and they say top five, right? They don't say all other games. They just say this is the top five list. Right. And right now she's in the top five.
What about Ioneska?
Period.
And what about her?
She hoops, but she hoops. Kaylin Clark hoops better than Ioneska right now.
Right. Well, I know she can shoot.
She can shoot, but she can't shoot like Clayton Clark. Kaylin Clark, the way she's shooting, bro, and she's just pulling up, fading, moving, that's hard. And she's doing it consistently, right? And I don't like this hoopla that everybody keeps going back and forth. Everybody, it's America, right? Everybody wants to make it racial tensions. It's the white versus the black. I'm like, why is it that? They had an all white team with one black player and then an all black team with a one white player. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, there's racial tensions. And everybody felt some type of way. I had people in my DMs, oh my God, man, when South Carolina lost, I feel like the blacks took a step back. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's basketball. Jeez. No, I'm for real. I'm like, it's basketball, right? If you guys don't know, South Carolina, they lost to Iowa in the Final Four, right? Yeah. And people felt so heartbroken. I wanted Don to win, right? She's a Philly Temple connection. Cool. I wanted her to win, but they didn't win. So whatever, right? Kaylin played hard. I didn't think South Carolina had a good game, but people talked about it. You know, they kind of disrespected South Carolina, right? They just told the South Carolina guards, shoot. If you could beat a shoot. Right. And they did it kind of like, you know, disrespectfully waving them off like you ain't going to do nothing. But guess what? It's basketball. Right. And it's not their fault that you guys did not shoot. Right. They play LSU. That didn't work. LSU came out the gate. Bro. They kept trying to let them shoot. Man,
who's that one girl? She had scored like 21 points the whole tournament. And then she comes out 7 for 7 from three.
Yeah, she has.
Come on, no, who saw that coming?
But she was a shooter. Like all year, she's been a shooter. She struggled when she got into the tournament. All year, she's been shooting from three. She struggled when she got to the tournament, and she didn't hit anything. I think she only had hit like one three the whole time. She's been shooting like below 30%. It was bad, but then she came in and then she was just hitting. And then it's contagious, right? That's a contagious effect because everybody started hitting. It's the other. Her name was Last Tier Poa. That's her name. Last Tier Poa, she shot, and she hasn't been scoring the whole time. She came off the bench. She hit four threes, and it was kind of like back and forth. I'm like, man, what is going on, right? But all in all, Iowa fought back, made it a close game. Angel Reese, she balled out. I know people giving her hard time about all her stuff she's talking about after she did the can't see me and everything. I'm like, bro, it doesn't matter. It's basketball. Like, if anything, it's funny. This is what's funny to me, Brian. Because I know you'll agree with me. Before, people were saying women's basketball is not entertaining. It's not fun. Right. Nobody wants to watch that. Then now they make it entertaining. Things are going on and they're like, bad sportsmanship. Be ladylike. But I'm like, pick your poison, bro. Because I enjoyed it.
Be ladylike.
I enjoyed it.
Damn.
I enjoyed the back and forth.
I don't mind it.
Are there any rule differences between women's and men's?
No. In quarters, what? Right? I'm quarters just, and halves.
Yeah.
That's a different.
I'm just making sure.
There's no, it's weird how they were doing it. Like people have been on social media going crazy. Oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. And then I understand people's stance on both ways, right? I guess Joe Biden was like, I invite both of them to the White House.
God. What was that about?
And people were like.
Like the loser? Yes.
And Angel went on Instagram. She had an interview. And she said, I don't care what anybody say. If we would have lost, we would have not gotten invited to the White House. So I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, "That's bro, come on now. You know, it's not both teams go. It's the champion. Right. That's it.
It's the chip.
It's not the loser. Oh, because you guys played hard. Your heart's out. We don't care about that. It's the winner. So I understand that part. And they felt some way about it. They didn't invite her back there, whatever the case may be. I wouldn't either if you acting like that. But that's what sounds.
Wasn't it Trump that what team did he like get like McDonald's for?
That was during COVID, right? Because so he had a bunch of fast food delivered.
Because they didn't have the butlers. The butlers wasn't in there, right? I think that was the Warriors.
No. It was a college team because I remember like thinking, yeah, these kids they love fast food. So what does it matter?
I didn't know it was a college team.
Yeah.
Either way.
Oh, man, who was that? It was a college football team because it was a bunch of guys.
Everybody's like, "What the hell?" type stuff is that? But he had a lot of McDonald's though.
So, was
all fast food.
Tell me when you're in college, you didn't want some McDonald's. So,
nah, I didn't want no damn McDonald's.
Oh, stop! Come on,
no, not for real.
Clemson Tigers.
Clemson Tigers. That's what it was. It was Clemson. Yep.
Okay.
National championship game.
I don't want no McDonald's, bro.
Hell, like, he had other stuff.
It was Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, and some pizza.
Yeah, boy said, I got the 4 for $4, I got the Big Mac, I got the Whopper, and I got the stuffed crust. What you want?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anyway. All he was missing, some famous bowls, would have been it.
He just needs some fried chicken, he'd be good. You know?
I wasn't touching that, Ryan.
Yeah, he said, I set him up.
That's what was needed to be said. That's what you wanted to say, so I said it, right? You know what I mean? That's probably, I don't know. Anyway. But that's all I have, man. That was action packed, right? I don't know what more can you guys ask for. The whole March Madness on both sides was crazy. I know me and Brian, we won some money on the women's side for sure. On the men's side, it was like back and forth. If we would have just listened to what we said, our own analysis about just taking the dogs, right? I said it in the beginning. I said, Brian, if we take the dogs, we're good. He's like, I don't know. I'm like, and I didn't even listen to my own thing because I got persuaded by Brian. And if you took the dogs the whole time, you probably had a 75%, 80% chance of winning every game. Everyone.
Don't blame me for your losses, Kenny.
In women's?
In men.
Oh, in men's.
Women's goes more chalk than men's. So, I mean, this year, though, I mean, Iowa was a 2 seed. LSU was a 3 seed, right? I mean.
Yeah, LSU was a 3 seed. It was Virginia Tech was 1 and South Carolina was 1. But even UConn.
Hey, hot take real quick.
Yeah.
I got a hot take. Women's basketball more entertaining than baseball.
Yes.
End of story.
Right now. Yes.
I don't know.
What we just saw, Brian? Come on. When have you ever had people say, hey, man, the women's coming on today? You never heard that. You never heard people say, hey, man, the women's game coming on today. I'm about to tap in. I'm about to watch it.
That's fair. I will say the women's game has come a long way and a lot more people watched it. This year,
they had the most that South Carolina Iowa had the most views in all of NCAA.
Okay.
Boom. Mic drop. Just saying.
I don't know.
What's next?
MLB is turning the corner right now.
NBA? MLB is not turning the corner.
They're turning corners in low time.
Just turn the engine on. Just turn the engine on this.
They're turning the corner in actual being watchable.
Yeah. So they
don't worry.
MLB, they've shortened the game. They have,
by how much did they shorten the game? 12 minutes?
So far this season, I think it's been about 21 minutes per game, which is significant. They've also, because they widened the bases, more people are stealing. So there's more action going on the base paths.
Did they widen the?
They widened the bases.
What was it before?
I don't remember the dimensions, but they're significantly wider, much larger bases now. So that that will influence scoring.
They should make the bags smaller.
The bags?
What?
The bases.
Why would they make them smaller?
Make them smaller.
They just made them bigger.
Harder target. Yeah. No. Make the physical base smaller.
What? They just made them bigger, Ryan.
Yeah, like he just said they made it bigger. You said they should make them smaller.
Wait, that's all they you made them bigger as in the length between the bases,
no,
correct?
No, the actual base.
The base is bigger. It's wider.
The base.
Why?
Because now it's shorter distances. They can steal easier. It's going to make more runs. So it's going to make the game more exciting. And scoring is already up for MLB. So
it just started last week.
I'm just telling you, it is
analytics out of the way.
And it's much more watchable. I've actually paid a lot more attention now than I had last year. So it's easier to digest. And it'll keep even you attentive.
Nope.
Okay.
I haven't seen a single game.
Yeah, because you don't even want to give it a chance.
Well, because it's garbage. But go ahead.
Okay. You keep your preconceived notions.
Right.
Anyways, so since we're on baseball real quick, the hot teams right now, Hold on, I'll tell you what, it ain't the Padres.
I'm about to say, I know who the hell is not hot. Golly, bro. They killing me, man.
Yeah, the Padres are killing people. The Padres are killing people. Even the Blue Jays are killing people. People thought their lineup was going to be really great. And, dude, they haven't been scoring runs yet.
At all.
No.
But I tell you one thing. When the motherfuckers do, when they do turn it on, it's going to get real ugly. It's going to get real ugly.
Yeah, so some hot teams. Milwaukee is 5-1, which a little bit surprising coming out of the gate. The Braves are also 5-1. Cleveland's 5-2. And Tampa is the only undefeated team left, 6-0. Yankees are doing pretty good. They're 4-2, in case you want to know. And as I told you, the Red Sox suck. But they'll still get 78 or more wins this year.
They do suck, though, so.
But nothing really significant going on. Matt Olson today was the first one to hit multiple home runs in a game so far this season. Yeah, I mean, we're just getting started.
Yeah, I would say MLB is actually, you know what I like about sports betting? It's making me a better sports analyst, right? I have to watch more games, watch more people play. I think baseball is going to be exciting this year with the new additions that they change. I'm looking forward to seeing these powerhouse teams, right? Like who's going to actually show up and back what their payroll is saying, right? Like the Mets. The Mets haven't been playing that well, right?
Nope.
So you have like Mets have a big payroll. The Padres have a big payroll, right? The Dodgers, of course, Yankees, of course. Who's going to actually step up and make it happen? The Dodgers are always there, right? But it's they somehow let us down at the end. Like, who's actually going to be performed to where their standards are? I'm very curious to see who's doing that. Like, what superstars are going to show up? Pretty much, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
all these guys.
Okay. I mean, I think you're going to, at the end of the day, the law of averages is going to take over. The teams are supposed to be there are going to be there.
We'll be there. Okay.
You know, it's going to be the Yankees. It's going to be the Astros. Dodgers are still going to hang around. The Padres will do better, Kenny. I promise.
I hope, bro. Because at this point, I might not even be a fan anymore. I might go support the Seattle Mariners or something.
Yeah, that's not a half bad team.
Dude, how come the Rays are doing so well? Their payroll is like third from the bottom.
That's the same every year for them, though. They never pay anybody. Yeah.
Really? They don't give any money. That's why Snell left.
Yeah. So they'll
still be good?
They get farm guys. They bring up guys. They use them up while they're on their minor league contract or their first major league contract. So there's real little money. They have team control over them. So they don't have to worry about it. And then they just trade them.
Is close to how the Giants were. They had built some things in their farm and they were good. The Rays have been like that the whole time. Like the last 6-7 years, they always have gems in their farm that people just don't know until they come to the majors.
Yeah.
So.
I messed up the guy's name that hit two home runs. It's not Matt Olson. It's Pete Alonso. Sorry.
How do you make it mess up Pete Alonso?
Olson
and Alonzo are similar.
Alonzo and Olson are similar?
Listen, I pictured him in my head and I said the wrong name. It's Pete Alonso for the Mets.
We know who Pete Alonso is. It's not like he's a no-namer.
I mean, Matt Olson, you know.
Who's Matt Olson?
He's all right. He's played for a few teams.
The Rockies, the Cardinals?
He played for the Cardinals and the A's.
Oh, yeah. I'm not exactly sure.
Anyways, I don't know.
These guys, one of them's black. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm just messing with you.
Anyway, hey, don't skip over the NBA.
I'm not skipping NBA.
Oh, okay.
He's not.
Because I know you try to switch over to, you know, we're going to go to baseball first. I saw you tried to make that segue. Oh, baseball. Let's go. Let's talk about that already. I know you don't want to talk about the elephant.
He said Lakers are in seventh and NHL.
So, Lakers are in seventh. Congrats, Kenny. You won your bet.
Talk about how we have the opportunity to get out of there.
to get out of the play-in game. Yeah, if you guys beat the Clippers tonight, that's basically what determines it. It's a big game tonight.
That's it.
Is AD going to play? Bro, I haven't seen the lineup yet.
I'm about to bet on him right now. I'm about to put 100 on him. We're going to win right now. Right now.
I mean, if AD's in, I would be hard-pressed to disagree with you.
You know what? Hell with that. I'm betting LeBron James alternate points. It's right now, it's plus 300 if he gets 30.
I know. So that I might take if AD is out.
Bro.
Because then LeBron's going to have to take over if they have a chance. Anthony Davis right now is doubtful, bro.
All right.
And Mo Bamba. So who's going to be in the middle for them? Who else they got for big guys?
The most I can bet is 25. Ain't that a mother?
Oh, he said, LeBron thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they capped those boosts on purpose.
I got too happy.
But who's
Kenny, I hear
who's going to be in the middle for them if both Bamba and Davis don't play?
We'll do it by committee, man. I'm not really worried about that. We'll have Gabriel. We have Wayne Gabriel. Winning Gabriel, put him there. Ooh. And that's probably it. We'll probably have to play small ball.
Yeah, LeBron's going to have to be playing center, basically.
No, LeBron will play the four or play the three, and then Rui will go to the four. Win him go to the five, and then we'll put Jared at two, and D'Angelo will be one. We'll work it out.
All right.
We'll figure it out, bro. Trust me, bro.
Yeah, I know. I just want to also point out another statistic.
This game starts so late.
LeBron has never beat the Clippers, I guess, since he's been in L.A.
That's why you had to – listen, for the guys or people that's tapping in right now with us that's live, go to your bookie and put the money on LeBron James 30 points.
Yeah, that's a good boost. If you got DraftKings, they're giving it plus 300 right now tonight. I mean, it's a $25 max, but hey, that's an easy $100.
So, putting it in right now.
I mean, I'm probably about to as soon as I'm done talking.
That's the definition of a live bet.
All right. If I lose this fucking bet.
That?
Listen.
Live bet.
If I put Ryan, this in and if it loses. No, Ryan.
Only do it if Anthony Davis is out. If Anthony Davis is in, they've been being successful because they go into Anthony Davis and not LeBron.
Bro, do you hear what I said? Ryan, did you hear what I said? If they going to put that boost, rock out with LeBron Brown. Okay?
Right.
We good. Right. That's what, you know what the ladies say on All About the Benjamins? We straight, baby. We straight. We good. Anyway, I'm done with that. All I wanted to hear about the Lakers. I don't really care about everybody else.
Yeah.
Unless you.
I'm pretty sure that Joel Embiid has officially locked out that MVP.
He hooped yesterday.
He dropped 52 on the Celtics. Congrats to him.
They almost gave it back to y'all. I'm like, golly.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that? Marcus Smart threw the ball off the rim, and they got four-point play out of it?
Yeah,
That was wild. So. But, yeah. Go ahead.
I am mad about the Pelicans, right? I thought they were trying to make a strong push. The Grizzlies are playing today, right? Ja Morant's not playing. A lot of guys are out. And somehow, the Pelicans are losing by 15.
Oh, that's not good.
I said, how? And I bet them. I took them. I wanted the Grizzlies with my heart, but I'm like, man, they're not playing. They probably get blown out because the Pelicans have been playing well of late, right? Because they're trying to make sure they get locked in. They're down. I'm like, golly.
I mean, the Pelicans, they want to try to get out of that play-in. They don't want to be in that. Yeah,
exactly. But that's what I'm saying. If they lose, we beat the Clippers, we'll hop.
Yeah.
We'll hop and we'll be good.
Yeah. So, and you guys might hop Golden State because they keep taking nights off for some reason.
They have that home bug, man. When they go away from home, they can't play well. So I don't know what's going on with them.
Speaking of Golden State, have you heard about Wiggins and why he's been out?
Man, that's not true.
Oh, it's not true? I heard a rumor.
I know that's not true, bro.
Okay.
Nobody said it. People just Twitter buzz.
Okay. Right? Okay.
You can say the rumor. You can say what the rumor is, but it's not true.
Let's hear it. That one of his close friends was hooking up with his wife.
They're not married, by the way.
Or a girl, whatever, you know?
Yeah, his girlfriend, right? And supposedly the baby is not his. So that's why they said it took a toll on him. But the wife put on social media, she said, man, the lies is coming out about me and our relationship is crazy. So unless they confirm it, I don't want to hear it. But listen, I don't know if it's true or not, because he was away for a while. And yes, I thought it was like a death in the family or something like that. So I don't know what the actual cause is. I'm not going to really speak on it. But I just know that the Warrior team, right, when they said, man, he's going through some real deal shit.
Right.
Like, that's what the comment was. And that's some real deal shit, if that's the truth.
Yeah, like, it's either that or somebody died.
Yeah.
And even then, like, if somebody died, like, you don't take, like, 20 games off normally.
I don't know.
Bro. I mean, everybody's different, but
yeah,
that's a little excessive.
No, but if that is the case, if it is true and it comes out, it's weird, though, because normally you hear the rumor and then people are like, that's not true. But the same thing with the Boston Celtics, right? With the coach. Oh, he's messing around. Oh, no, he's not. That's not true. Then it comes out like, yeah, he is, blah, blah, blah. So, like, if it does come out, then, man, I tip my hat off to him, man, because that's a lot to deal with, especially being your best friend. Like,
right. Yeah, that's.
Like, golly, bro.
Moving on.
Yeah, anyway. Anyway.
And then I really quickly wanted to touch on the Dallas Mavericks, Kenny. I said it when the trade happened.
It's not Kyrie's fault, bro.
No, I'm not blaming Kyrie.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm saying the trade was bad for the Mavericks because they gave up too many defensive pieces, and they already had a defensive liability in Luka, and then they added another defensive liability in Kyrie.
Kyrie's been playing defense, though, bro. If you have watched the game, it's not Kyrie that's not playing defense. Kyrie's actually been locking in. The problem is Jason Kidd, his philosophy is not clicking with them. Whatever he's telling them, he keeps saying, oh, we got to play better defense. Bro, you're the coach. You're the coach. Okay. Make it happen.
All I'm saying is before the trade, they were playing better defense than they're playing now.
They got Spencer Dinwiddie is not no defensive locker.
No.
Right? Finney Smith? Yes. He could play defense, right?
Yeah,
but you still got Reggie Bullock, right? You still got Christian Wood, right? Like, you still got guys that can lock up, and you got a big man that can get blocks, right? Kyrie is doing his part, right? Tim Hardaway, he's not a slouch on defense. He ain't locking people up crazy, but he's not getting killed. It's still Luka, right? And if you look at Luka's numbers, Luka ain't been playing like Luka. He's been very sometimey and wishy-washy. Yesterday, I think he had 18 or 20 points. Kyrie had 41. What more do you want me to do?
I mean, so at the very least, can we say the chemistry was messed up and it has plummeted that team out of the playoffs? No,
I think this is the first time Luka's actually had to play with another superstar. So Luka's trying to find himself, right? He's trying to find himself, like, what do I do? You know, it's kind of like the LeBron James D. Wade type of thing, right? You come in and you're like, do I? And LeBron's like, no, bro, you do you. You do you. And I'm going to play. I'm going to play the part. I'm
pretty sure that Miami never had an issue when they got together.
No, they did.
They took off immediately.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did. They did not. They won like 60-something games their first year.
Bro, go look it up. When they first came there, they struggled in the beginning. And then they took off. They struggled in the beginning. And D-Wade said he had a hard time understanding his role because he's so used to being the guy. And he didn't want to step on LeBron's toes. And LeBron told him, bro, you play you and I'll get mine. Don't worry about me. And then when he did that, when LeBron told him that, D-Wade said, oh, at that point in time, we took off because I just played my way and LeBron got his. It's the same situation. Like, Kyrie is play with other superstars, so he's going to get his regardless. Luka just has to be Luka. And if he does that, they're going to be good. He's just not being Luka.
All right. We'll see. I just think they're done. They're probably not going to make the playoffs. I don't know what they did tonight. Did they win? I mean, I know they were playing.
They're still playing right now.
Okay.
But I think the Kings.
That first year, 2010, 2011, they were 42 and 37.
Who? The Heat?
The Heat.
42 and 37. That doesn't even add up to 82 games.
Just saying what it says right here.
I'm going to share with you. I'm just I was just making an observation. I mean, it just it doesn't add up. Was that a shortened season somehow? I don't know. Yeah, the Mavs are getting crushed at halftime. They're down 11 to the Kings.
That's what I'm saying.
I just think
they're not listening to Jason Kidd. Their heart is not in it.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, the Pelicans are bouncing back. They're only down 6 now.
Well,
so
I'll believe it when when it happens.
Yeah.
Until then, I'm just chilling. Anyway.
All right. Okay. Well, real quick, NBA season ends this Sunday. It's the last day. So these teams. The East is already locked up, the top 8 or top 10, I should say. And then the only two teams that have a chance in the West are the Jazz and the Mavs to make a push to get in. But I don't think either one does. So that's pretty much it for basketball. Real quick on hockey, they have about 3 weeks left, I believe. And like I said last week, that's just about locked up, just the wild card left to hammer out. But
who's winning?
As far as what?
Pick your winner right now.
My winner right now?
Yeah, right now.
The one Bruins. Team.
Futures the Bruins. Bet. Right here.
I know it's not a sexy pick, but I think they're probably going to flop, but they're playing so well. I know, dude. But trust me, anytime they've won the President's Cup, they have lost and they flop in the playoffs. So, I'm a big believer in history. Likes to repeat itself.
All right, then who's the sleeper? Who's the team that's going to surprise?
The team that's going to surprise? I don't know if it's surprising, but I like the Rangers.
Yeah, for sure.
They did the most at the deadline to add and beef up that team. They just have the right pieces. A fast team that could surprise in the West. I mean, of course, the defending champs in Colorado, they're still a threat. But I don't know why, but I like Edmonton. I know they can't really defend as well. But if you watch them play, they skate circles around everybody.
Yeah,
they're insanely fast. And so that's hard to defend. They're going to put up points. They're going to score goals. So
I think the Vegas Knights are going to take it in the West. I like how they turned it on. They found their stride, and right now I think they're tied with Edmonton, right?
No, they're 3 points up.
3 points up. So
yeah,
they've traditionally, I guess, they've been to the playoffs right 3 years now out of the 5 years they've been apart. 6 years,
yeah,
something like that. Every time they go into the playoffs, they make a deep run, right? So I like them to at least get far to the conference finals, and I like them doing it. I don't know. Tampa Bay was Tampa Bay, right? But
they just are. I don't know, man. They don't do anything for me this year.
I don't think we have enough juice, right? Yeah. I think we'll be there and make it competitive, but we don't got enough juice.
They're just a flat team right now. They're there. They're good, but they don't scare me.
The game we're playing right now, the Rangers. Like, yeah, they're competing. They're scoring. Right. It looks good. It looks like a competitive game. But I don't think I didn't bet like, oh yeah, Lightning got this no matter what. Like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even think about taking the money line. It was all, oh, maybe the puck line, maybe the +1.5, but that's it.
Like, I never feel confident to take them to win.
Yes.
Ever.
Ever. Yep.
It don't matter who they're playing. They could play the worst team in the league. They might not show up. That's the way they've been. They're up and down every game.
Yep.
So to me, it's just, I just can't trust them this year. So, but yeah.
What was that for football, Ryan?
I was reading this article. It's saying that Tyreek Hill says he's planning to retire through 2025 season, which sucks because the Dolphins have him under contract till 2026 or after 2026.
Why is he doing, why would he come out and say that?
I don't know. He said it on a radio interview.
He said he retired like he's been in the league for a long time.
Yeah, he said, I'm planning to retire 2025. But he said
after finishing. It says 38 minutes ago, says after finishing out deal with Dolphins.
Yeah. So, I mean, I imagine he'll finish whatever time he has with them. That last year is like nothing on his contract. But other than that, man, there's nothing really going on. So, John Elway has been with the, which we call the Denver Broncos for like the last 10 years or so as a consultant, basically operating as their GM. Yeah. He's making the trades. He's handling the draft. He's basically doing everything for the Broncos. His contract was up as this new year started, and they're not renewing it. He put out a statement basically saying that they're parting ways, that he's not coming back, and he made it seem like it was mutual. But there's no way they were going to renew his deal. The Broncos have done nothing but be terrible since they had Peyton Manning, and then they've been trying to rekindle that ever since. And
he just tarnished. He put a curse on them when he came there. Is it all the quarterbacks that we're going to get? Never going to compare to me. He just put a curse on them. Every quarterback that they thought was going to be halfway good or decent or shit.
Drew Lock, Paxton Lynch, like these players. Brock Osweiler. So bad.
Yeah.
Brock Osweiler.
Teddy Bridgewater. Jeez. Russell Wilson. Brett Ripken. Like. That's it, right? Ripken? Awful. Ripken?
Ripken. What was it?
Ripien. Yeah, sorry.
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry, I happen to know that name.
Ripien. Right? Like, what's the buddy name that was played receiver? That he came and hit the cover of the game.
He was like their fourth string quarterback or something like that.
He played receiver and he was like, man, you got to stay for the week because everybody got COVID.
Hamilton.
No, it wasn't Hamilton. Hinton. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Bro, like, it was just like, what in the world? I remember that week people were like, are they gonna forfeit? They can't play with that. They can't play with him as a quarterback. Are they gonna forfeit?
They did.
They played with him.
Real quick, Kenny, AD's playing, just so you know.
I don't care.
You still think LeBron's going for 30?
I don't care. Look, I will send you the money to put the bet in for me.
Okay, I'll put it in then.
All right, fine. Hey, all right. The only other thing that you're gonna just see a ton of freaking rookies visiting with teams. It's all about nothing. Just getting ready for the NFL draft. The only thing I want to talk about, the Lamar Jackson saga is still going, but the last thing I want to talk about with Brian are the rumors about Mac Jones and the New England Patriots. There's rumors being put out that a source close to Bill Belichick is stating that Bill is pissed off with Mac Jones from last year because Mac Jones was receiving outside coaching from like quarterback coaches that was away from the facility. So, and Bill Belichick did not like that.
Before you said that, Brian, tell them what your source was.
Oh, what my sources said? Yeah, we're not going to do that. Oh, man. That's for Chicho's After Dark, okay?
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
Do you not agree? Do you disagree? Do you not care?
Listen.
What?
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. But I also could see that as being a ploy to get Mac Jones in line. But it also, you know, it could be all kinds of things. It could be Mac Jones's camp trying to get a trade initiated. Like, these teams and players always use the media against each other. So it's like hard to really tell what is what. Now, I did say
Well, that's why I think that it's real, because nothing comes out of New England without it going through. But like, he is masterminding it all, trying to get people to call. Hey, are these rumors true? Is Mac Jones really for sale? We'll give you blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so what if
nobody's going to give him nothing?
What if that source is someone who is either just been out the door or about to be out the door? And what if that source is Matt Patricia or Joe Judge? Do you trust that information at that point?
Why wouldn't you not?
Because they might be salty that they just got their ass fired.
So?
Yeah, but they're not salty at Bill.
They're probably trying to stir the pot. Yeah, of course they're salty at Bill.
Why? Bill did everything he could to keep them. And
I mean, that's fair.
Robert wasn't having it.
He didn't hire an offensive coordinator just so he can keep his buddies.
Yes. That's a fact.
And he's like, hey, you guys know defense and special teams. good enough.
Hey, that's the lesson.
Two-thirds of the game.
He got Willie Taggart. That's what he got. He got Willie Taggart. You can't hire all your homeboys and think it's just going to work out well. Hey, bro, we all get into the bag. Okay, yeah. We're going to all send you home. Like, it don't happen like that. So.
No, that's true. But I don't know. But I did say a few weeks ago, that there were rumors in Boston about Lamar was being linked to the Patriots. And so it wouldn't surprise me if these rumors are true that Mac was shopped.
Dude, that would be Brian's Lamar is Brian's new favorite toy.
Lamar went to New England, if he went to New England, it would get real mixy.
Yeah, they would be amazing.
Like Bill would give people fits. It would be, people would be shaking at night, just because he's a better coach than John Harbaugh,
mm-hmm.
and he can scheme. So it's like,
well, it's not even that he can scheme. It's he knows he plays to his player's strengths. He's not going to try and make you mold into his. Yeah, he's not the one that's out there setting up the offensive scheme, but he is for sure making sure he's playing to his. He's not going to have Lamar throwing the ball like a million times. He's going to play to his strengths. It's going to be
Lamar can.
I want the strength to happen.
You have to run the right offense. You have to run the right offense for Lamar. Like, you can't say he's just a runner, man. He threw for 5,000 yards. In college, multiple times, right? Like, come on.
All right, well, we'll save that for a discussion about someone else later.
Oh, but, my God! Hey, hey! Before we get into that, you know what it is, Brian?
What's up?
It's Zappy.
Zappy.
What? That's why it's Bailey Zappy. That's the reason why Bill is comfortable on putting it out there. Right? Why the news is going out there, because Zappy is better than Mac Jones.
That's not even remotely true.
It is.
If that was the case, they would have stuck with Zappy last year.
Bro, they had to make sure they save face.
No, because they knew they weren't going anywhere last year, and they were like, who can we get better trade value out of? Zappy, a guy that we drafted late in a round, or Mac Jones? Let's throw Mac Jones out there, have him have a couple good games, get some trade value for him, and get rid of
Zappy. And then we'll have Zappy.
Because we're going with Zappy. And then we got Zappy.
Easily put Mac Jones on the IR and said, oh, his ankle didn't respond just the way.
But nobody wants to trade for that.
But no one's going to trade a guy coming off injury.
They will, for a quarterback. I mean, they'd give up just as much as they're going to get now. They're not going to get anything for him right now.
Who is anyone trading for Trey Lance?
No.
Okay, well, same thing.
Okay, but Trey Lance has never shown anything in the NFL. At least Mac Jones had a good trajectory as a rookie.
What has Mac Jones shown?
What are you talking about? Jones.
He had one of the better rookie seasons out of any quarterback.
Yeah, he's a Pro Bowler, bro.
Any quarterback of what?
He went to the Pro Bowl
that year?
No. Ever of a rookie season? He had one of the best seasons as a rookie.
Look, I see your face right now, and your face is this is the quick draw. This is a quick draw face that you're making. You just pulled that right off your head.
No, I didn't, Kenny. Go ahead and look up his stats. Go ahead and look it up.
Come on, bro. You just said he had one of the best seasons of rookie ever. You just I saw your face. It was
No, I'm not. I am not mistaken by this at all. It's a fact.
Well, anyways, we'll have to look that up because I'm not looking it up now. Hey, one more thing before we move on to your topic, Kenny. I sent it to Brian the other day, but I didn't send it to you. It was an interview that someone did, and he was talking about Joe Burrow, and he said that he heard this story about Joe Burrow about when he was like ninth grade, he was playing like basketball. He scored like 9 points within the last like 10 seconds or some shit like that. Or like it was something ridiculous. And one of the guys says he was like a psychology major. And he said Joe Burrow has a trait in him where his heart, his blood pressure and his heart rate doesn't change no matter the pressure. And it's common in like serial killers and psychopaths. Sociopaths. So like And and luckily he's good at football, so like he's not like a psychopath killer or anything like that.
Dog.
But what are your thoughts about that with Burrow? We equated it to like someone like Joe Montana, who was always cool, and like there's that story where he saw like John Candy in the stands, like right before the last drive, he's pointing out players. He's like cool as a cucumber, and that's what Joe Cool's like. But so Brian thinks he's much like Brady. The issue I have is I don't think that Brady was like a unicorn, because he was that special, but then his head coach was also that special. So they like complimented each other. Whereas Zach Taylor is special, I don't see it yet.
He's a hell of, bro, he's young as hell. He's a hell of a coach. This y'all making it seem like this is fourth or fifth time around the block. This is his first time around the block. And he took a team in the Bengals that nobody believed in, that Marvin Lewis could not get it done, could not make anything happen, and had people believe in who that? People saying, who that? Everybody said, oh, I'm a Bengals. People are Bengals fans.
Burrow, though, is so good.
Before
though.
That, people weren't really Bengal fans. They were Chad Ochocinco fans.
It's more about Burrow, bro.
Husmanzada fans. That's what they were. But now people are Bengals fans. Yes. Ooh. I get it. It's Burrow. But you didn't hear people saying they were Carson Palmer fans?
No, because, no, he was.
I like
they were Carson Palmer fans when he was in Arizona. But why wasn't he Carson Palmer fans when he was in Bengals? See? Anyway, I wanted to say, I think if you want to make a stat and say that he's a serial killer, it's similar. It's like, okay, that's weird.
This is a psychopath.
Whatever case, that's weird, but it's one of those characteristics. Like, everybody has something that makes them great. I'm pretty sure if they went and looked at Brady's blood pressure during that time, he probably would be, he'll be Vacnar from Stranger Things. You know what I mean? Like, if because Brady, his mind doesn't, or his body language does not change. Oh, we need to score? Okay. Are we up four touchdowns?
I don't know about that.
Eli had the same thing.
That's because Eli didn't know what was going on. He was drugged. He was like, huh? Huh? Guys, you want me to throw the ball? I'll throw the ball.
Okay. Eli, come
on. Stop.
No. Hold on. Watch this guy. I'm going to close my eyes this time.
Yeah, come on. That's a skill. No look passes started with Eli.
I just want to say before we move on that player performance is complete bullshit. Because you talk about your Mac Jones stuff, right? They have him here PPF grade, right? His PPF grade was 83.
The hell is PPF?
PFF.
Oh, PFF. Okay.
Just stop. You know what this guy's talking PFF. About. Stop.
Whatever. I say wrong shit all the time. That's me.
No, I'm talking about Brian. Stop being disrespectful. You knew what he was talking about.
If you look at his numbers, his numbers is trash, bro. Right? Like,
He
had through week 14, he said, 2,800 yards, 16 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. But I'm like, how is that better than Dak Prescott with 23 touchdowns and 4 interceptions his rookie year, threw for 3,600 yards, 282 yards rushing, 6 touchdowns? Like, how is that better than Justin Herbert, 31 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 4,300 yards? Like, how is that better than that?
Yeah.
How?
Because PFF grades differently. Yes. Like,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So you're going off of those stats, right? And you're like, oh, look it up, Kenny. Then I look it up and I see that. And I'm like, how is he better than Justin Herbert? Are we serious? That's not a credible source.
Dude, Mac Jones was a pro
not
bowler.
Not a credible source. Yeah, man. Sorry.
Pro bowler.
So was... I will never, if anyone ever tries to use the argument of, oh, that player's a pro bowler to me ever again, ever Huntley. Since Snoop Huntley this year, like, I never, ever, get the fuck out.
Hey, so, listen, I'm going to get hot takes or hot cakes. I got something I want to bring up. Ryan's been ruffling my feathers a little bit with the NFL draft upcoming, so we're going to do, like, a little pre-draft, just kind of a boom bust. Solid play, right? 3 players, right? Boom, bust, solid. Who do you think? So I will let Ryan actually start it off, unless he wants Brian to do it.
No, you go first.
You want me to go first?
Ryan goes first. Ryan.
Okay. So who do you have for boom?
As a boom player? Yeah. I mean, all right. Well, are we separating by position?
No, just any player you want. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Boom. Yeah. I'm going to go with Jackson Smith and Jigba.
With the Texans?
The wide receiver from Ohio State.
It's Jackson.
Or potentially.
Isn't it Jackson and Jigba Smith?
Smith and Jigba. No.
That sounds backwards.
Yeah, it's JSN.
All right, go.
It's JSN.
So that's your boom player?
That's my boom player. I think that he's going to have wherever he goes. I don't care where he gets.
So he's going to continue the tradition. Do you think he'll be Chris Olave or do you think he'll be Garrett Wilson, like numbers wise? Not numbers wise, more so play style. Sorry.
Ooh, play style. Probably Olave is not a speed guy, right?
No, he's a speed guy.
I'm trying to.
They all have speed
because I think. JSN is not going to be like your typical position speed guy. He's going to be like your possession receiver. He's not going to take the top off the defense. I think he's going to be probably more like Garrett Wilson was this year. Like I think he's going to be good. And I'm putting my chips in that basket only for the sheer fact of like tradition. Ohio State just produces wide receivers.
Okay.
And it's just what it is. So that's my boom player.
Okay.
Do you want me to go all
three?
Who's
your solid? Yeah, go all three. Who's your solid?
Solid is Robinson, the running back from Texas. I just think that he's like your slam dunk player. He doesn't do anything elite. Well, he does everything elite, but nothing is blowing off the charts. He does everything great. He's no matter what team he goes to, he's going to be good. And then my bust player, which Kenny is going to give me shit for, is I'm going to go with Anthony Richardson. Now, I will say this. If you play fantasy football, and depending on the team that Anthony Richardson goes to, like if he goes to like the Colts, where I'm pretty sure their starting quarterback right now is Gardner Minshew, but if he goes to the Colts and he actually plays this year, Richardson's probably going to have a pretty good fantasy year just because of his rushing floor, which is it's unbelievable for rushing quarterbacks in fantasy football. But I think for the team, he just doesn't blow me away.
Bro, when you got a quarterback, right, with his stature, right, 6'4", 225, he's running 4.43, vertical 40 inches, broad jump 10.9. You look at his numbers, you're like, they're not really good. 2,500 yards passing, 17 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, right? He had rushing yards, of course. People say, oh, he's inconsistent, right? Yeah, you could say that. But the difference is he played on a Florida team that he had to go through multiple systems. Dan, what's his name? Golly, the head coach that just got fired before. Anyway, he had a previous head coach. Didn't really believe in him, had him going in and out, right? Didn't really give him a fair chance. And then he's in a quarterback system right now. Do I think he could have stayed an extra year and really showed people what his real true talent is? Yes, but I think just because he's a freak of nature and his numbers are crazy, like athletically wise, that he can go in there right now, right? When you look at it, people want to say, can he really throw whatever case it be? The biggest issue that he has is touch. Right, that's his biggest issue, having touch on short passes, right, 5 yards, whatever. He wins bullet, but guess what? Who also has plays that issue? Will Levis, right? The same person that people harp about. Oh my god,
I think he sucks.
Everybody
too.
Said he has a big gun and all that. Want to say all that, but he struggled with a similar thing, right? Footwork, same thing, right? They have inconsistencies. So the same inconsistencies that he has, right, that people want to harp on and say, oh, I don't know. It's the same thing with Will Levis. The only difference is Will Levis has a longer career because he actually got a fair shake rather than Andy Richardson never got a fair shake, really.
I'd put Hendon Hooker above both those guys.
If Hendon Hooker is – if he's healthy.
Healthy.
If he's healthy, yeah, I would say yes because he had a hell of a season. I'm not going to take that away from him, right? But I don't mean to cut you off, Brian, but I'm going to go straight into my bust. It's going to be – did you say you're solid?
Yeah, my solid was
okay, Bijan. Yeah, so I'm going to go straight into my bust. My bust is Will Levis for the reasons that I just said, right? I think he's overrated. I think a lot of people hype him up. I think a lot of people want him to be a great player. But to me, he's what's his name from North Carolina quarterback that fell to the wayside last year. He was supposed to be like a top player.
Sam Howell.
Sam Howell to me, right? Like, yes, he has a lot of upside, but he'll never reach it. He'll never reach the full potential, right? He's Jamarcus Russell. That's what he is. He's a lighter Jamarcus Russell, right? That's what Will Levis is to me. And I could be wrong, right? He could just be a wild Bronco that needs help, but I don't really like his gameplay. And I think he's really cocky to the sense that he's not going to take the coaching like Anthony Richardson will when he goes to whatever team, right? I think he doesn't have that, right? I would say that my solid play is going to be Will Anderson, right? I was going to take a quarterback, but I thought that was too easy. I think my solid play is going to be Will Anderson. I think he's a plug and play wherever he goes, wherever he gets drafted. I think he's going to be good to go. And then I think everybody's going to know what my boom play is. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to definitely be my boom play because he is a more loose. He is the mixture of Josh Jacobs and Alvin Kamara putting it into a shake and shooken up. That's him, right? Because he has the speed 4.3. Come on, let's be serious. But he still has more power, I think, than Alvin Kamara does. But he has elusiveness as Alvin Kamara, and he has not as much wear as tear coming out, just similar to Josh Jacobs, right? He has one good year, one big year. The other 2 years he played, but not really a lot of wear and tear. And I think that makes a big difference when you go into the NFL because he's going to be able to carry more. I hope that we get him at the Chargers, but I think we might mess around and get Bijan, which I'm not complaining about that either. I just hope if we let Eckler go, we get some equity for it. But I think if we do let Eckler go, I think Jahmyr is going to be a better pick for that. And then, yeah, that's my place.
I have comments on all three or just two of yours. Will Levis, I'm 100% on board. I think this guy's trash. I seriously, and I know we don't want to like talk about controversy. I really think the only reason he's in the discussion is because every year you have that like large quarterback, like Josh Allen, like that type, like Daniel Jones, like those types of players. And they don't have one of those this year. And that's Will Levis. It's like, he just looks like a starting quarterback, but it doesn't translate to the field. To me, I just think he's overhyped and overrated, and he's a big hot pile.
He had one game, right? They played against Florida early in the year. Kentucky came in there and they handled business, right? But when you watch that game, people didn't say, oh my God, Will Levis. People were talking about Anthony Richardson, right? So
yeah,
that's all I have to say to that. And then the rest of the year, yes, he got hurt. He had injuries and things like that. But everything was based off of projection and upside, similar to Sam Howell. Oh my gosh, he's going to be so good. Sam Howell stays another year. And guess what? It didn't help him. He set him back. And that's the same thing that happened to Will Levis. So, granted, he's going to still get drafted probably in the first round or late or early second. But that's my take on that.
Yeah. And then the only other one was Gibbs. I 100% agree with you that he is electric and fun to watch. I just really, really, really hope that the Chargers, if they decide to move on from Eckler and they draft a running back, that they don't do so in the first round. They try and get Gibbs in like the second round. Cause he might go late in the first or in the second
round. If they wait till the second, it's going to be over. He's going to be gone.
It's going to be real hard, but he's just, I really hope that he doesn't get ruined by an NFL team that tries to make him like this work, like know what he is. Like he only needs like 250 touches a year. Don't give this guy like 300 touches. Like he needs to get the ball in the backfield and a little bit more run.
The thing is he can't handle that though. That's the thing. He can't handle that. I don't think people really give him his fair shake, right? At Georgia Tech, they didn't even have him starting. They're like, oh yeah, you're gonna be in a rotation. What? There's a rotation. Then he goes to Alabama and then they give him the workload for a little bit. And then I think he got, like Brian said earlier in the year, he had to get in a doghouse with Nick Saban because his carries just dwindled, right? But yeah, that's my take on it. I know Brian wants to get his thing before,
All right.
I see him chop at the bit.
Let's go. My boom, because he's falling down the draft board, is Jalen Carter. the defensive tackle out of Georgia. The dude is a freak.
The murder.
I mean, he's broken up all
summer. Just
unless he pulled the trigger, we just look the other way. That's what we do. Okay, that's right. I mean,
the Ravens got a player in their sights.
Or yeah, the Patriots only take the ones that
I pull. I can't laugh about that. It's not even a trigger. What are you talking about?
Yeah, or whatever. But anyways, I'm just saying, I think that guy's a freak. He's going to be nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as he keeps the off-field stuff good, then he'll be fine.
Wait, wasn't it his pro day where he looked like
he got fat?
He pulled up for cramps? He got fat? Like,
yeah, but he...
I don't like to see that with a big guy.
You don't like to see that with a big guy, but he had a lot of shit going on, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he was just always chilling at home and he pulled his Albert Haynesworths. You know what I mean? So...
Yeah,
I don't think he's gonna be Haynesworth. He'll be fine. Like, is he gonna need some structure? Sure, but he'll get that. He'll get the coaching and the veteran leadership, and he'll be fine.
Yeah.
So he's a freak. My steady pick is going to be what's the guy hitting out of Tennessee? Right, the wide receiver,
Jalen Hyatt.
Hyatt, that one.
Yeah,
Hyatt. I'm gonna start with an H. Sorry, terrible at names, guys. I just think he's a solid receiver. I think he has a chance to be the best receiver in this class, honestly, if he goes to the right location. So
he's just so small. I just need him to bulk up.
He's skinny, but
I think he's like 176 pounds. Like,
tell Steve Smith that.
This small guy.
No, I'm just saying, give a guy a chance. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I like him. I like what he did at Tennessee. And then because you guys took my bust, I was also on the Will Levis train on that one. I think everybody thinks he's going to be a bust. At least they should, because he's not that good. So I'm going to go with a surprise pick. A pick that nobody's really thinking about that is going to surprise you. And I think that's going to be Hendon Hooker out of Tennessee. He's not high on boards because of his injury, but I think he's going to be a pretty good quarterback coming to the NFL. He might be.
Oh, so he's going to be a boom, not a bust.
I thought you were doing your bust.
Because my bust was already taken, I said I'm going to do a surprise pick.
Okay, cool.
I changed it. Because I wasn't prepared for another bust.
I got you. So, I like that.
Hendon Hooker, I think, is going to be a surprise. He might be either the first or second best quarterback in this class.
Third.
Well, I'm not high on the short guy out of Alabama, so...
You lost your.
I am high on. I am
lost
high
your damn team. Mind.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I'm just so nervous because I am high on CJ Stroud. I think that Bryce Young and CJ Stroud are 1A, 1B. I think that they're great. The only thing that scares me of Stroud is that he played with such good receivers. And like, well, he's not going to go. Like, if he gets drafted by like the Texans, like,
he's going to do. He's going
or
to
if, Panthers, he goes to Car- so. If he goes to. If he goes to the Panthers, like,
yeah,
who's their receiver? Terrace Marshall? Like,
I
mean,
like, I hope he doesn't go to Carolina, honestly, because that could ruin him. I don't think Carolina's a spot.
Because Bryce Young is going to go to Texans, and when he goes there, and he makes people look good, and he balls out, I just want you to say, Brian, damn, Kenny, right again.
Hey, man, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if the Texans take a shot on Levis, man.
I hope they do. That's even better.
No, they will not. That's a fucking lie. You liar.
Their owner, I think, appreciates Levis' game.
Oh, yeah, I'm gone. Yeah. We done. I'm over with.
Something about the way he looks in that uniform.
I am not starting with y'all today. I'm done.
Hey. The UCLA running back. How do you say his last name? I mentioned him in our chat.
I just say Sherbert.
Like ice cream.
Charbonnet.
Something like that. Yeah.
I was watching his highlights earlier. I like the way he runs. He's like he's good out of the backfield with catching the ball, but then he's also like a bowling ball. He keeps his feet 100%. Running. And I want a player like that.
It's a few running backs that's sleepy picks that people haven't really paid attention to. Yeah. I'll tell you guys.
That guy at TCU. I like him.
TCU. forget they his got name. A running back from UAB. He has crazy numbers. They got a few running backs that's coming out that we'll keep in a loop as soon as we get to the fantasy football. I'll let you guys know. But a lot of people won't even expect them, right? A lot of people that, you know, it's like Buddy from Houston that came out of Florida. Similar type of situations, right? So,
Kenny, what are some wide receiver names down on the, like, who's a wide receiver I'm not paying attention to that I need the Giants to be looking at later in drafts? And if they don't go with the first receiver in the first round.
In the draft?
Like, in the second round. Who's a second round wide receiver this year that, like, the LSU guy? Kayshon?
Boutte
or whatever? Yeah, like.
Booty.
Because whenever I look at wide receivers, just for your guys' knowledge, it matters about tape, and sometimes you have those outliers, but I think the big part of it is about the school and like what kind of receivers that they produce. Yeah. And that's a big factor.
I'll say this part, right? I think that you have Addison, Hyatt, right, Smith and Jigba, and Quentin Johnson, right? Those guys are going to be top. Where they go, I don't know. But Zay Flowers is another guy. He's a speedy guy, a slot player from Boston College. He's good. Josh Downs has a lot of catches, catching from Drake May at UNC. I would say that Dale from Houston is he's on a lot of people's boards, but it's kind of lower down. But he's an explosive player. He is Jalen Waddle-like, where he is explosive. He's deceptive. You're not really seeing his speed, but he runs excellent routes. I think you got it.
There's hope for short people again with receivers. It's coming back. Those 5'9 receivers are people like
Tillman is a good one too from Tennessee. He kind of got hurt toward middle. He got hurt last year in the beginning, so people didn't really see him till after. But by that time, Hyatt already took off. He's another receiver that big time player. Big, stocky. I think he's like 6'3", 215, yep. Right? He's that type of player. Marvin Mims is a good player out of Oklahoma. But, yeah, that's pretty much how I got on there. I don't see anybody that Mingo from Ole Miss is really good, too. If you want speed guys, there's some speed guys out here from, you know, Michigan and places like that. But, yeah, that's what I got.
All right, cool. Sorry.
Too easy, man. I know we went over what?
I don't know.
Oh, I know we went a little bit over time, but we appreciate you guys tapping in as always, man. I hope.
Whatever, they'll live. Whatever. Oh. Hey, we had a comment here. Okay, cool. How come you didn't mention this, Brian? Casey, how come you didn't mention that?
Damn.
That we got the NCAA men's hockey championship.
Because he's not in tune, Casey. Nah, shout out to Casey. Nah. He's not in tune.
Yeah. What? Brian's in charge of hockey. He's not into him. Send your hate mail to Brian at blah blah blah
at big money blah, at blah, big blah, money blah. .com at gmail.com.
Million dollar house.com.
Anyway, I would say one thing before I let you guys go. The Masters is going to start tomorrow. I'm a Tiger Woods fan, but besides Tiger, it's a few guys out there I would say that you could look at. Scotty is projected right now number one to win it. Of course, you know, Rory is behind him. Rom, cool. But I like Max Homa. I like Cameron Smith. I think – what else we said? I think we – hold on real quick. Matt Fitzpatrick, he was a U.S. Open winner, I think, 2 years ago. Shane Lowry is another good one at plus 5,500. Adam Scott normally plays pretty well in the Masters at 11,000, plus 11,000. So if you guys are into that, right, talking about the sports betting and BK bets, if you guys are into that, those are some picks that you can throw $5, $10 on. You throw $10 on Adam Scott, he wins it. You win yourself $1,100, right? So, like, you know, if you want to dip into that water. But anyway, we appreciate you guys. Like, subscribe, share with your friends. Continue to support. We like you guys tapping in on the live chats. We hope you appreciate it. We'll see you guys next week. Peace. Thank you.